Blog Talk Radio.
Melissa Ambers presents the best and hottest show on Blog Talk Radio, Gotham Talk, where we talk to entertainers, business owners, comedians, and everybody who's somebody about what they're doing right. We're bringing you the best conversations regarding business, current affairs, and how it relates to you. Buckle up, it's going to be a great show.
Hi, we're on Gossip Talk. I'm your host, Melissa Ambers, and we are on today with Coach Ray. Hey, Coach Ray, how are you doing today?
I am fantastic. How are you doing today?
I am wonderful. So, how did it, tell us about who Coach Ray is, you know, from Rachel to Coach Ray. How did all of that come about?
Wow, let's see. I am Rachel Spiller Riles, a.k.a. Coach Ray. I guess we could tell just a little bit about who I am, aside from being a mother and a wife. I'm an author, and I'm an educator. Coach Ray was birthed, I guess you could say, probably about a year ago, and has come to life within the last 6 months. But in particular, Coach Ray is simply one who coaches on personal development and relationship fitness. One of my pet peeves is changing your behavior in order to change your life. You cannot create change, make an outcome, a different outcome by keep doing the same thing. And so, you know, one of my issues in life had been to succumb to this, what I call 23 years of mental incarceration, where I was so caught up with what a person thought about me and needing approval for me to do things. And I had to come out of that. And coming out of that birthed the book, A Changed Mind Equals a Changed Life. But here in the flesh today is Coach Ray, simply sharing my experiences, making suggestions, not giving advice, but prompting others to look at their own lifestyles and search within themselves to find out what is it that's keeping them from getting to the next level. And that's basically who Coach Ray is.
Okay, so you mentioned your book. Because of that change that you made in your life, you birthed the book, A Changed Mind Equals a Changed Life. So within that book, what took you through that book for you to, you know, write chapter after chapter after chapter?
It was the premise of being mentally incarcerated and then finally unlocking what I called a self-induced deadbolt, if I may say. I was guilty of having guilt feelings about some things that I had done in my life and was so concerned about whether or not God had forgiven me, and I couldn't go on because I felt as though for me to go on, I had to do certain things to please other people. And in coming into this knowledge of who I really was, and this was not that long ago that this transformation began to take place, but in doing so, I started shedding people and environments around me that kept me bound in a particular state of mind that didn't allow me to go beyond my mistakes, my quote-unquote bad decisions, misinformed decisions, if I may. And throughout the book, from chapter to chapter, my life was kind of revealed in that. What were these things that were keeping me bound? And the most important one was procrastination. I had to actually get a divorce from procrastination a couple of years ago because that kept me bound. That kept me from fulfilling the purpose in my life. It kept me from getting to the next level, if I may. But that just kind of took me through the book. My 33 years of marriage today, as a matter of fact, next Wednesday will be 33 years that my husband and I have been married. And throughout the book,
congratulations.
Well, thank you. I share some of those experiences in the book. I share about my struggle with weight loss in the book. All of those things that were contributing factors to me not getting to the next level. So it was either my personal development, as you heard me mention before, or my relationship mm-hmm. with myself and with other people around me. And so I hope
wow.
I answered the question in terms of what got me through the book, each chapter.
Yeah, absolutely. And, as you were going through that, you used some powerful words. You used mental incarceration. You
yeah.
used deadbolt and then divorce.
Yeah.
So those are some powerful words just in
yeah.
themselves, but to use that to describe your way of getting out of something is
mm-hmm.
that puts something behind that. So with
yeah.
personal development, for someone that's listening, personal development, let's start off by explaining what exactly is that.
Well, one of the things that captured my attention when I started looking at me was, Rachel, how are you developing? Where are you going in life? What I was able to see was the mistakes that I had made, and I kept reliving those mistakes. And so for me, personal development is simply finding out what my purpose in life is and what am I going to do with that. I struggled with who I was, because of, as I mentioned before, mistakes I had made in life, and that one of those was being a teen mother, getting married young. Not that I didn't want to marry my husband, because I was so,
mm-hmm.
quote-unquote, I say in love. That's a whole nother
right.
show. But
right.
Personal development for me was simply just that, finding out what my purpose, because for a while I didn't know. I scrambled around trying to figure out what it was that I was supposed to do. I have done so many different things in my life that were, I believe, necessary for me to get to this point in life. But it took me a while. It took me a while to start developing on me personally, understanding that I had to have a changed mind. I had to change certain behaviors in my life for me to get to the next level. And you'll hear me talk about getting to the next level, going on with my purpose, because I believe that as I began to develop, I started seeing where I was going next in life. It took me, 15 years beyond high school to get my first degree, whereas my daughter, 4 years right out of high school, she got it. But for me, I struggled with what it was I was supposed to do, constantly changing my mind about different things because, again, that was that mental incarceration. But as I speak about personal development, for me, it was strictly peeling off layers, finding out who was Rachel underneath all of that and what was Rachel supposed to be doing. And as it stands today, I'm a work in progress. Not by a long shot am I perfect in anything. And every day is a revealing
mm-hmm.
day. I find out something new about myself, and I'm 50 years old in a few weeks. I find out something new about myself each day that either I need to work on, I need to get rid of something, I need to bring in something. But that's me when it comes to personal development. That's my take on personal development.
Okay. All right. Well, with that, you have, a lot of people that want to, make changes in their life,
mm-hmm.
get certain people out of their life, change their hangouts, their cliques, all of this stuff to try to, get that personal development, if you will. And
yeah.
the same thing, what's my purpose in life? Why am I here? And then you get
mm-hmm.
into that purpose and passion. So with
mm-hmm.
that being said, you have those, let me figure out my purpose. What am I here to do? And some, join church, get in various ministries, join different
right.
organizations, book clubs. I mean, it's a slew of things out there that people may get into. And then you
right.
have these that want to start a business.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I hear this a lot where people get confused. Well, I won't say confused. I'll say they just get tied up in I'm passionate about certain things. Now,
yes.
I may be passionate about shoes. I love me some shoes, but I'm not, I don't want to have no shoe store.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then you have something, oh, I'm so passionate about this, and they're going to try to start a business. And you don't even know the basics of it, but you're passionate about it because that's what's in the media, that's what's in the books. You know, that's my purpose and passion. So how could you help someone that comes to you that's kind of, you know, not sure what side of that line they should stand on and to get clear on their passion and get clear on their purpose?
Oh, wow, that's kind of what I do when I say, let's sit down and have a conversation, because that's what I do. And it's generally a series of questions that you would first ask. And the first question that I would ask, which I ask myself, what is it that you enjoy doing, Rachel, that was a part of you before you really knew who you were? And I started thinking, you know, I remember from early on in my life that I always interacted with people. That was a given. I was, you know, the old saying that a person is never one who's never met a stranger. That was me. I was always friendly. I was always meeting people. I didn't have a problem going up to meet somebody. And over the course of my life, I looked back and I said, okay. And this recently happened. I said, now, what is it that you just totally enjoy doing when you get up in the morning? That's what you do. And I mean, if you didn't get paid for doing it, you still like enjoy doing it. And that would simply be trying to be a help to somebody. That's me. I enjoy talking now. But talking with substance, what really intrigues me is the mind, the way a person's mind works. So for me, I had to start asking those questions. The first question would be, what is it that you would do if people didn't pay you to do it and you still do it and enjoy doing it? That's what I say is passion. That's your passion. So I really like the analogy that you gave about being a shoe lover, so to speak, you know, but that's not, you know, it's not that you want to be a shoe salesperson. No, you just enjoy.
Oh, I love me some shoes. I'm passionate about shoes. I'm feeling them shoes. That's my thing. But,
you don't want to sell
them. Nah, I'm not interested in no shoe store.
You're not about to have that. And so that's
not at all.
You know, we have to ask ourselves those kinds of questions. You know, what is it that we totally enjoy doing? And I'm going to switch gears just a little bit, you know, because everybody's not a believer or a Christian, and then there are those who are. So I speak right now to those who are believers. I believe in what the Bible says, and that if we go to God and we ask, He will direct our path. That's Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. We trust in God and allow Him to direct us. He'll do that. One of my challenges was not necessarily trusting God, but trusting Him to the point where, okay, God, I want to do this, not necessarily thinking that this may not be what He have me to do, but this is what I want to do. So, you know, I was trusting Him, but trusting Him to the point of this is what I want to do, and not necessarily looking at, God, would I really be fulfilled with doing what You desire for me to do. Now, that's for the believer. And I just truly believe that when we allow God to direct us, we're going to be fulfilled. You know, there's always that spot I was taught at an early age that there's this inner portion of us that man could never feel because God created that void only for him to feel. So with that being said, when we allow God to direct our path and give us our purpose and we operate in it, that brings about fulfillment. And I'll share real quickly one of the areas that I know God has a purpose in my life was to share with women, to minister with women. And when I began to minister to women who were physically incarcerated, that was one of the most fulfilling opportunities I've ever had in my short-lived life. So I knew that this was a purpose of mine. I just didn't know, God, how do I bring all of that together in something that I can get up and do? Because I have a family. I'm being realistic, you know. Lord, I got to make money at it, you know. And a gentleman, my brother-in-law, spoke to me some years ago. He said, Rachel, find out what it is that you enjoy doing. He said, the money is going to come. The money will come. You just want to be happy in what you're doing. And, you know, I thought about that for a while. When I allowed God to direct my path, God has already said what he was going to take care of. So I trust him in that area. And whenever the money comes. Certainly, don't get me wrong. Not that I'm not saying I don't want to make money. Certainly I do. I want to do
I get it.
I want to,
yeah, I understand
enjoy.
What you're saying.
Yeah. I want to enjoy what I'm doing. And that's what I would tell a person when you're stepping out there, you want your own business. What kind of business is that you want? And do you really have a passion for that? That means when times get hard, will you still want to get up and do it? When you're faced with distractors, as I call them in life, will you still want to do that? That lets you know that this is your passion. This is what you're supposed to do. I didn't mean to go off on a tangent like that, but purpose is so important. I believe that purposeful thinking brings about purposeful living. And if we don't think on purpose, we just haphazardly live. You know what I mean? There's no direction for our lives. There's no purpose to our lives when there is no purposeful thinking. And so I would
we could do a whole show on purpose.
Certainly. Let purposeful thinking drive, or should I say direct you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's what I would say to a person wanting to start their own business, trying to get out there and do that. Purposeful thinking is so important when you start digging deeper to find out what it is that you want to do. Yeah.
Okay, would you say that, you know, coming from your experience, different clients that you've worked with, and just being Coach Ray, developing your personal development first and understanding your purpose, your passion, why you're here, all of that, and then start trying to get those that correct relationship or that equal relationship. And relationship can go towards, you know, having a mate, you know, business relationships, the friends. So relationships, you know, is kind of broad. But developing yourself before you try to get that relationship, because you could be the one to mess that up.
Right. Whether it's business relationship or the personal relationship with your family member or with a spouse or a significant other, my first take on it is you've got to, and this is, as I say, with any relationship, you first got to love who you are before you can invite someone into your own world. Does that make
Absolutely.
Sense?
Yeah.
If you don't know who you are, accepted who you are, when you invite someone else into your world, you start looking to those people to validate who you are. You start looking to those people to confirm for you where you're supposed to go in life. And that's what happened to me for such a long time. I did not believe in who I was. I didn't love me for myself. The Bible explicitly says, love thy neighbor as thyself. So before I can love my neighbor, who do I have to love? I've got to love me first. And if I love me, then God commands that I love my neighbor that way. But before I can invite you into my world, it's got to be about me first. I've got to develop me before I go out there and start talking about, you know, I want a relationship, I'm looking to be married. Well, if you don't know who you are and you're looking to be married, you'll always be looking for somebody to, quote, unquote, make you happy. And when we get into that type of mindset, we become frustrated, disillusioned, and difficult and hard to live with because we're expecting other people to do for us what we should be doing for ourselves. I think relationships are so important to who we are as a people, who we are as individuals, and what life is really all about. You know, when people die, what's left? The thing is left is the memory of the relationship that we had with that man or that woman, that child. You know what I mean? So it's so important mm-hmm. that we understand how we develop relationships. I think that's crucial in every aspect of life. Yeah.
Wow. What role does society play in the success of relationships?
Oh, wow. You know, I'm going to rewind just a little bit. When we talk about relationships let's see how let's make a relationship work. How does that work? How do we see successful relationships? And not right now, I'm going to talk about men and women, marriage or those looking to get married. You know, we talk about being in love. Well, I believe, as I say, the number one hurdle that we have to overcome is to love ourselves, having an unconditional love for yourself, whether it's the good, the bad, and the ugly. Now, I'm not going to tell somebody that's in a relationship where there's mental, physical, and verbal abuse. I disagree with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not a proponent of divorce, but I also believe that God would not place you in a situation that you're not supposed to. And I think it's equally important that we trust in the Lord and allow him to direct our path, even in our relationships. I think that maturity is also important in developing a relationship. What I mean by
I think so many people, too, don't want to put in the work. They want everything to be easy, and they don't understand you have to put in the work.
Oh, you know, you make an awesome point. I hear people talk about it's a 50-50. We've got to get out of that mindset that a relationship is 50-50. No, it's not. It has to be 100-100. And what I mean by that is there may be times when you don't feel like it, but you still got to do it because that's what makes the relationship work. If we say 50-50, that means I'm always be looking at the next person to what? Well, you got to do your part. Well, it's both our part. We've got to both work on it 100% to make it work or it doesn't work. That's what I call being mature in your thinking, being mature in your behavior, and most importantly, being mature in your decisions. And accountability is so important to that relationship. First, got to be accountable to yourself. It doesn't work unless you are accountable to you and then accountable to the relationship as a whole. And with that being said, that's where society comes in. We've got to be so careful about what we allow to come into our relationship. Society makes today, in today's world, I believe it makes a major impact on whether relationships are successful or not. And what I mean by that, we have something what I've coined as cultural or cultural cues. These are the behaviors trending mm-hmm. in a particular culture. You know what I mean? Well, if you see divorce, the divorce rate is so prevalent in certain cultures, and then in some cultures it's not. You know, they just don't believe in getting a divorce. You stick together. That's what I say. When we pay attention to culture cues, that helps, or I won't say help, it assists in making it a successful relationship or not. So we've got to be real careful about what we allow society, how we allow society, tongue in tie. How we allow society to dictate our actions in our relationships, we've got to be very careful. There's something else I look at, and as a believer, that's Christian conduct. What does the Bible say about how I should be acting or how I should form certain relationships? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Quite often we think it's okay. You know, you go out with your friends. You may be married and your friend's single. And you know the old adage is that single people shouldn't hang out with married folks shouldn't hang out with single people.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
it's a reason for that being said, you know, because behaviors tend to be picked up. You know, we learn them. So if we're around them, it's not so easy to just say, oh, you know, I can refrain from doing certain things. Because what's the old adage, you know? You hang around, are you waddling mud, you are certainly going to get what? 30. So we've got to be careful about who we hang out with, the relationships that we form. If you're a believer, you've got to be real mindful of what the Bible says about who you should interact with. I think that is so important. And then we have what's called media moments. And I'm not bashing any shows, Melissa, here, but you know, Scandal, I think certain shows depict how we think as a society. Does that make sense?
It does. But you also got to know it's TV, too. Now, I love me some Scandal, I must admit. I'm a Scandal fan, but I know it's not a lot of reality in that as well.
You think, wait a minute. Now, I recognize that the main character here was having an affair with the president.
The president. Mm-hmm.
However, that's the thinking of our society today. Women in power are actually having affairs. Single women are actually having affairs with these powerful. So the reason I say it's
powerful married men.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You're absolutely right.
And so we've got to be
there. Are.
I don't know if you remember, there was a question, I think, I don't know if we were together when we heard this or not, but I remember a question being asked of me about what I thought about the side chick. And I may be digressing a little bit here, but the side chick thing was, and so I ventured out and I said, I'm not going to knock the quote-unquote side chick. If that's what that person wants to do, it's up to them. I don't necessarily agree with it, but the question I would ask is to that side chick, is that all you want out of life? You know, is it that you just want to spend occasional time with that individual and that individual goes home to their family? You don't see them for holidays because they're with their family. Is that what you want to settle for? And I think it's so important that when we look at media and the message they're conveying in their screenplay, it is so important that we as a culture are not so accepting about certain behaviors, you know. And when we do that, then you start having more behaviors becoming the norm that we, you know, in past times, we didn't believe that these certain behaviors were appropriate. But now they've become the norm because we sit by and we watch TV and we think that, oh, it's okay. This is, you know, this is what society is like. There was a time when you didn't hear any profanity on TV. The B word, that was just taboo. But today, it's accepted. It's expected because we have allowed media moments to dictate how we respond in our relationships with each other, our career. That it is what it is. And so, you know, I just say with a relationship, we've really got to be careful. I don't know what others are going to do about rearing their own children. Now, my children are grown right now, and I try to instill some of the values, the morals that my parents, my father, who was much older than my mother, how he tried to instill in us. And today, those values are still a vital component to their livelihood. You know, it makes them who they are, but that's not what we see today. That's not what we see. And I just think relationships and how we develop them are so important to who we are as a society. And it just goes back to, you know, what I talk about in my book about having a changed mind to change your life. If you continue on the same path and expecting different results, Einstein calls that insanity, you know. So we've got to make a change somewhere if we want to, as I started out at the top talking about personal development, if we want to see a change in us, you know, that's what I had to do for me. Even in my relationship as I, you know, go out on my job, I've had to look at how do I allow others to dictate my actions, whether it's my family members, my other coworkers, whether it's the media, whether it's whatever's trending in our culture, our society. How do I allow that to affect who I am and how I fulfill my purpose in life?
Mhm. Wow. All right. Now, if there's any questions after that, all I can say is that you wasn't listening. If you have any questions after that. So we're going to, you know, pick it up a little bit and shift gears a little.
Okay.
Tell us about your new radio station.
Wow. I'm so excited. You know, I told you just a minute ago that I love to talk, and you probably could tell that because I do love to talk, but I want to talk with substance. The new radio station, KIRC Talk Radio, where talk is never cheap, is what God has given me. That has the new project that has been birthed. I am so looking forward to the launch. We've set it for August the 10th. As it stands today, that's what we're shooting for. But our goal with KIRC Talk Radio is to bring awareness to society about issues, and most importantly, real issues, real solutions for what we face on a daily basis. And our goal is to empower, to inspire, and to provoke change so that we as a people can get to the next level. That's what KIRC Talk Radio is about, and I'm so excited about that. My show, Keeping It Real with Coach Ray, will be airing daily on the show. We are in the process of acquiring different, innovative, fresh ideas from those who may be interested in hosting their own shows. We're looking forward to that. And you know, people can go to our website, KIRCTalkRadio.com, and send us email if they're interested in becoming a part of this great opportunity, your message out. If you have truly wanted to share with other people, to bring awareness about anything, KIRC Talk Radio is the place to be. Our bottom line, however, is to get individuals to the next level. How is it going to provoke change so that we become better for having listened to any of the shows? That's what KIRC Talk Radio is about. I'm really excited about it. And I didn't even say this, but Melissa, I must say to you, thank you just for giving me this opportunity to come on and to share with you. I don't
Absolutely.
Take it lightly. I don't take it lightly. I really admire what you're doing. I think that it's much needed.
Thank you.
Anytime we're trying to spotlight ideas that help other people, I think you don't go wrong. I really believe that you don't go wrong with that. But that's KIRC Talk Radio. I'm excited about it.
Okay, so if you have someone that wants to be a sponsor, be a guest on the show, where do they send an email? Who do they contact? You know, let them know that information.
Sure. As I stated before, you can go to our website at KIRCTalkRadio.com. Click on the icon, the email icon, and that email address is info@KIRCTalkRadio.com. You could submit your, leave us your name, phone number, what you're interested in. If you're interested in advertising, if you're interested in hosting, that's the information that we would ask that you would send us, and we would get back to you expeditiously. As I stated, we're trying to fill slots from Monday through Friday right now, from the hours of 5 a.m. to 9 p.m. We're looking for those who may be interested in doing that. We're not going to be doing the weekend. As of yet, we will be getting to the weekend, but just not for the week of August the 10th. That's our launch date. We're really looking forward to that. And we just ask that you keep in touch with us by keeping up on the website, checking for updates. Also on Facebook, you can find our find and like our page, KIR Talk Radio. Go there, share with your friends, like our page. We will be having contests. We will be having giveaways. We're excited about that. So keep in touch with us. Watch the updates. Watch the events that are going to be happening. And, Melissa, I have to throw this one out here. Our first major event is going to be live broadcasting at the NRG. No, not the NRG. It's the Crown Plaza across from the NRG. and I believe that date is September the 13th, but you can check our website. We're going to be posting that. And it's going to be the conference, I'm Every Woman conference with the Secret Place Book Club. We're so excited about it. And as I said it before, we're going to be broadcasting live. So keep in touch with us by way of Facebook and our webpage. Follow us, our events, so that you'll know what's getting ready to come down the line. And that's about it on that one.
Okay, do you have Twitter or any other social media?
I believe, I did say, you can keep, not for the radio station, but for Coach Ray. Let me say that. Coach Ray.
Yeah, well, for the radio station, you're only on Facebook, right?
We're only on Facebook, and we have our own website. Yeah.
Okay.
So we will be getting Twitter, so if they can follow us, on the Facebook, follow us on also our website, and we'll be giving that information out as well for the radio station.
Okay. All right. So for Coach Ray, if someone needs to talk to you, or they want to buy your book, or just to get with you for any reason whatsoever, how can they get with Coach Ray?
Very simple. KeepingItRealWithCoachRay.com. KeepingItRealWithCoachRay.com. You can go to my website, find out about who I am. You can email me. You can follow me on Facebook from there, Twitter, Instagram. You also can, it will take you to purchase my book online. My book, however, is available at barnesandnoble.com and amazon.com. You can get my book from there. It's just a measly little $10. But you can go there and buy the book. Again, my website is Keeping It Real with Coach Ray. As I stated, you can follow me on Facebook. I also have a Facebook group, Keeping It Real with Coach Ray. Become a member. We share a lot of information in the group as well. I invite people to come and talk with us in the group there. There's also a Facebook page for Coach Ray. Find it, like it, share it with your friends. I really appreciate anything that you do for Coach Ray and for the radio station. Because I recognize no one has to do anything for you. So if you take out the time to like my page, I really, truly appreciate it.
Absolutely.
And that's it on that.
Okay. Well, thank you again for coming on and sharing with us about your book, personal development, and just keeping it real. So, again, we were on with Keeping It Real with Coach Ray. Again, the name of her book is A Changed Mind Equals a Changed Life. The radio station is KIRC. And if you didn't catch it, it's Keeping It Real Coach. So KIRC Talk Radio. They will be launching on August the 10th. So stay in touch. Look for that on Facebook so you can be sure that you listen in so you can keep it real once again with Coach Ray. And just, you know, stay in touch on for Coach Ray on all of her social media, Facebook, Twitter. Go to the website. And if you need to ask any questions or you missed something, to get in touch with Coach Ray, send us an email at gossiptalk_tx@yahoo.com. I know I gave y'all a lot right at the end, but hopefully you got it all. If not, rewind. Again, send us a question at gossiptalk_tx@yahoo.com. Our Twitter, #gossiptalktx. Thanks again, Rachel, for coming on the show and taking the time out to just share, you know, your knowledge and your information and your passion about, you know, coaching, personal development. I really appreciate it.
No, thank you, really. It means a lot, Melissa. I really appreciate that.
Absolutely. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And